Spring players! This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for May 6th, 2022. This week's nail polish is called Do You Speak Love? And out of a selection of cherries, red wine, or blood, it reminds most of you of cherries. And it reminds Tracer of nail polish. Hi, Tracer! We've already reached the end of our season 51. These really seem to fly by, don't they? Could also be that I was pretty busy in April. Up top, I'm very happy to announce that the one and only J-Nails has agreed to reappear as a guest on the program. So if you have anything you've always wanted to know from him and somehow haven't asked that yet, let me know. All but one game is finished in our A division. Cider01 sits comfortably in the top spot and is currently awaiting their opponent for the championship match, which is going to be either Kazumaru0828 or dedicated Hunter Lover McZenok. Unless Sam E scores 6 straight wins against Sigmatic, J-Nails is also safely staying in A. Sigmatic will sadly be demoting no matter the outcome of that last match. Our B divisions have finished early this season. The B championship is already underway between our division winners Shanahan and Lemonspawn. While Sean returns to A tier after a 3-season absence, season 52 will be the first appearance in A for our Lemon. Good luck to both of you formidable players! In C1, everything is still up in the air between Zyrix, BobbyDJ18, and Dr. Steelhammer. Bobby sits at 17 wins, which is what the other two will try to beat. In C2, Jerry Dodd is currently clinging to that precious number one spot with exactly 65% wins. Negative claimed the C3 group win, and Shad is looking to defend their position at the top of C4 against the rest of the division. Over in D tier, Visionar is in number one of D1 with 65% in 4. In D2, Rust2 needs 2 wins in his last match of the season to secure promotion. I think it's a very thematic triple two. Russ has 69% in 4 as of now. Jekdol is sitting at the top of D3, waiting for the remaining matches to finish to see if they snatch the division win. In D4, Ender1 is currently in number 1 with 65% in 4. Now, I'm not going to make any assumptions so as not to jinx anything, but Kubu is in a very comfortable first position of E1 with 22 wins in 4 matches. Yes, that's a 92% win rate. Incredible. In E2, Two Duffman is looking to defend the top spot and secure promotion over Tufte and Etako. The deciding match between Tuf and Duff will go down tomorrow. I can't wait. Duff has 65% in 4 as well. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but this was my division! I'm an E and I'm staying an E! Asuka Boy is in first position of E3 and waiting to see if Ed Detector is able to win a clean 6 out of 6 in his last remaining match to steal the division win from him. Asuka has 73% wins. Azare won E4 division with a solid 67% win rate. Azare 86 Vorwurfs. In E5, Jomar194 is looking to secure promotion with 67% in 4, but they have to defeat Bitter Worm Coil first, who is at their heels with only half a win less, giving her a 65% win rate as of now. E6 is not very long, shall we say. Rudeboy38 is in first position here. AFAFAF secured promotion in E7. And Alibi1152 won E8 with 70% wins. I am so proud of you. Congratulations, everyone! I have collected some results comments and match descriptions. Today we're going in reverse order. So there were results from D3. Ellen de Tellen played O2 against DARPA and said, "Well played games by DARPA, nice to learn some things." Then there were results from G6, where Goku Black played 2-0 against Froco93. And Goku Black says, "Unreal fair play on Froco's part to offer me that undo in that last move. You rock!" in all caps. "Hope to play you again in coming seasons." Very nice. And then Xyrex is back with the good match descriptions. They played Dr. Steelhammer for C1 and asked, "Where did he steal the hammer from?" Dr. Steelhammer didn't comment on this, unfortunately. Then we had results. Oh, that was so sweet. Small games results, where Yorika played, I don't know, their bestie, but I mean their friends, Yorika and Mechatoron. Yorika clean swept them and commented, "Sorry, my love, XX. And then we had results from F11, where Dornado played 4-2 against G. Goyas and set so many attacks. And in H3, Gagan94 tied Hunter08 and said, "Truly fun games, and Barbarian is now my least favorite card. It is merciless." Ooh, and then we had results from the C1 match. Xyrex played 5-1 against the Doctor and said, "Always the 5-1s with us." And results from H19, where iMonster played 1-2 against Unbreakable, and iMonster said, "We found a time to play between bath time and bed time." Ha. Very cute. And then sometimes the results from J tier are just, I just wonder about them. So Star2 Simone played 5-1 against RM Nixon. And Star2 Simone says, "I honestly can't remember the scores before, so definitely guessing here." Well, and then we had big games results, where Kubu played 3-1 against Ultimate Geek. And Kubu says, "Procession and Necromancer and Swindler makes for crazy games," which I believe in a heartbeat. And small games results, Ginger Bowtie tied GZ and said, "3 fun games and 1 with wall, sad smiley." Well, we have about 40 new members of the Significant Lead Club. And they are, well, I think I already told you about Jerry Dodd, Visionar, Rust2, Ender 1, Kubu, and 2 Duffman. And, well, anyway, okay, I'm giving you the whole list. So, we have Jerry Dodd, we have Visionar, we have Rust2, we have Ender 1, Kubu, Alunik, 2 Duffman, Ed Detector, Jomar194, Bitterworm Coil, Alibi1152, Smelly44, Keton Bark, Scoba27, Keck, Z Score, Bobo McBob, Youngster Joey, Charles Bukowski, Rothic, Gubump, K2244, Ro Ro, Hoyo, Nixon, Prez987, Crunchwrap Supreme, Gizuzi1, Bright Star, TB Carson, Lord Barrett, Ranger69, Small Snack Bean, Elboy522, Snuglet, Nerilika, November Man, Blam Blam Bunny, and Bula Kula 45. Good job, everyone. We have 8 people who have 80% and more. The top 3 are Sonnestral in 3rd with 83%, in stock item with 87% in 2nd, and in number 1, of course, Kubu with 92%. Very well done, y'all. In the current iteration of big games, we saw Kubu, Snowbizzy, Chestic, and Ketra win their matches in round 3. This week is round 4. Asuka Boy and the Pixie won their matches. Snowbizzy tied against Kubu, and one match is still to be played. Kubu is leading overall rankings with 12 wins in 16. Medium Games have reached the semifinals, where Tony Wild will play the Mano 613 and CVUU will play Kuni 86-86-86. Good luck, everyone! And in Small Games, groups Rhinoceros and I know I only had to click on the link, but I didn't. So I still don't know how to pronounce it. Anyways, they're finished. Well, it looks like someone dropped from Lemur and a couple matches are left in Bull. Ginger Bowtie and Yorike are leading overall rankings. And then there's also the Size Champs tournament, the Small Games edition of which will be concluded this weekend. We saw Bienchen 1 win her semi-final against Malta and Snowbizzy win against Hyper Europea. We are happy to have another rare all-female tournament finale and wish both finalists good luck! 27 players participated in the April tournament of German League. El Taco, Nisalas, Nika 97, and Hacky Baby made playoffs, but Nisala left early, making space for two Dovemen in the semis. At the end of the night, my favorite Taco took first place over Snickers in second and Hacky Baby in third. Overall rankings are still led by RTT, followed by Snickers, the Taco, Nizala, and Lo. So for my personal week in games, I am staying in E! I got 50-50 in my first season in E, I'm so proud of myself! 50-50 is how I started in F as well, so looking to improve my performance next season if I can. But honestly, I'm relieved, and I'm also like very happy, and I'm just happy. I played German League, I played the tournament, I won 3-1. They implemented a new rule where you lose points if you haven't played a rated game in 30 days, I feel personally attacked, but fine. Then Allies Mix started, and it's quite fun. The boards are really nice. I've played one match so far that I tied against Yulu, and I'll be playing Lindsay and J-Nails. So, looking forward to that. So this was a beautiful conversation in the music channel that was about the 1980 music bracket. It's a conversation between Scharrer, Alatar, and Wolfide. Scharrer said, "We are looking like we're gonna have 3/4 of the bottom half of top 8 be talking heads. Well, we could. The last match is tied. But still, I'd like to suggest we get a bit more variety than that. Not that any of the talking heads songs aren't good, but still. Go vote for Angel Witch and or Robert Schröder." Alatar, "I vote against both, but support votes for either." Scharrer, "I'm having so much trouble parsing that." Alatar, "I said I vote for both, but would support votes for either." Scharrer, "That's neither what you said, nor are either of those statements reflective of your actual votes." And a smiley with the spiral eyes. Alatar, "I said I voted for one, but would vote for the other with a little motivation." "I said, vote for talking heads, but I would rather they lost." Scharrer, "Ah!" emoji. Alatar, "I said, vote for anything I vote for and I'll be disappointed in you forever." Wolfide, "You make a great little sense. How do I unsubscribe from your newsletter?" Alatar, "I said, vote for me and I'll vote against me. You just have to say unsubscribe exactly once per minute forever and I'll not message you anymore." But they had a typo in unsubscribe. So Wolfide said typo included, and Alatar said, "This is for you to unsubscribe and me to find out." Poetry. So beautiful. And with that, we have reached a spec chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, reproductive rights, y'all. I don't want to get angry, but it's hard. I can't even begin to tell you how much I hate when people who don't have a uterus think they can decide what happens to other people's bodies. Other people who have a uterus, specifically. I don't understand. I guess there's one thing I'd like to put out, and that I'll leave it at that. Abortions have happened all throughout human history, and they will happen in the future. There will always be abortion. Also, in countries where abortion is legally prohibited, abortions happen. So what happens when you prohibit abortion is you reduce access to safe abortions to people who have a uterus. And that's just misanthropic. That's like hating people who have a uterus is what that is. And I hate it. So I have a couple recommendations for you. The first is an episode of the 5-2-4 podcast, an emergency episode about Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health, the end of Roe. If you're not familiar with the podcast, its self-description is 5-2-4 is a podcast about how much the Supreme Court sucks. It's quite depressing, but also really good. I can't listen to a lot of the episodes, and I can't listen to them all at once because it just makes me angry. Then I wanted to recommend a movie that is called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. It's from 2020. It's, I think, the first movie I saw in theaters after the outbreak of the COVID pandemic. It's rough, but it's very good. It's about a young woman in Pennsylvania who has to go to New York City to get an abortion because apparently in Pennsylvania you cannot get an abortion without parental permission. And then the last recommendation is one of my favorite abortion songs, that is Oasis by Amanda Palmer. If you have song recommendations, songs about abortion, send them my way. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am Edstrumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!